5 refugee agencies that are directly targeted by the Japanese donation include the United Nations Commission for Refugees, UNHCR, the World Food Programme, WFP, International Organization for Migration, IOM, the United Nations Children Fund, UNICEF, and the United Nations Office for Project Service. The Japanese ambassador to Uganda, Kazuaki Kameda, urged the government to strengthen its efforts in fighting corruption.
The government of Japan, of course, like other development partners, believes that contributions for the refugees assistance in Uganda should not be misused in any way, and strongly requests that effective preventive measure will be put in place. Donors are held accountable for any portion of our financial contributions originate from our taxpayers.
The ambassador wants the government of Uganda, through its refugee department of Office of the Prime Minister, to do more to restore a donor confidence after getting entangled in scandals of misuse of funds, monies that were meant to support refugees. Findings of a 2018 audit report by the UN Office of Internal Oversight Services indicate that there's excessive fuel used by UNHCR vehicles. Furthermore, there is significant unaccounted money paid in annual allowances, according to the audit. The money amounts to 1 billion Uganda shillings, which was paid to OPM staff. Needless to mention, the report reveals that the number of refugees had been inflated to 2 million from the actual 1 million and 200,000 individual refugees. Both UNHCR and the OPM work hand in hand to do their job better. For example, they launched a computer-coordinated registration verification system to check on the corrupt officials who were fond of inflating figures for their own selfish gains. The Minister for Relief, Disaster Preparedness and Refugees, Hilary Onek, who is the boss of the OPM, promises even to do exceedingly more.
We have zero tolerance on corruption. We have taken actions against those who are alleged to be diverting refugee resources, and we are not going to step back. We are still weeding out a few that are hibernating within our system. There is no question about really allowing theft of aid that are meant for the people who are disenfranchised from their countries, people who are facing problems, who are facing death in their countries, who are running here for their safety. Now, the humanitarian aid should never be stolen. My record is very clear. We have acted and we are still acting.
The biggest number of refugees hosted in Uganda is found in northern Uganda. Another 555 billion Uganda shillings has been approved for Uganda by the World Bank through International Development Association, IDA. The fund is aimed at helping countries pursue their own economic goals while they accommodate large numbers of refugees. According to the Minister for Relief, Disaster Preparedness and Refugees, the money will be used to improve services of health, education and infrastructure in the refugee hosting districts of Uganda.